This summer, Governor Bruce Rauner has signed several bills into law related to higher education, including more money for financial aid. State Representative Dan Brady is one of the top Republican negotiators on higher ed legislation. He's part of the bipartisan Higher Education Working Group that proposed those bills and is now turning its attention to a new higher ed funding formula. GLT's Ryan Denham talks to Brady first about a new law creating a task force that will collect college or career interest data from high schoolers and then share it with public colleges and universities in Illinois.
The bill is really in response to a previous piece of legislation that I filed with Senator Chapin Rose, which was called the Center of Excellence. And in that particular piece of legislation was a universal app, a way for college students to apply, kind of streamlining the process, making it more efficient, but applying it to all of our state universities. And so what came from that was some controversy that the universities and their not being able to receive a enrollment fee on every application had us at a point where we wanted to look at what information can be shared, how can it be shared, that if the student doesn't get their first choice of an Illinois university, what type of records from their high school, their interest, what they want to do on one application could be shared with other universities that might be able to go and more aggressively recruit that student like other states are doing. And so that's what really drove this particular piece of legislation, to try and look at some of the ways to share the information, but yet some of the obstacles and some of the roadblocks that are in the way when it comes to sharing information like that, and some of the regulation that we have to navigate through so we can make our universities better and keep those Illinois students here.
What are your priorities, Dan Brady's priorities, for a new funding formula for higher ed?
Well, I think priority number one has to be look at those universities and look at what their mission statement is, if you will. If ISU is the teacher's institution and has been known for that, and University of Illinois, architecture, Southern Illinois University in aviation, Western law enforcement. I mean, those are just things that come to my mind. But on top of what maybe their specialties are, they have a smorgasbord of other classes and other degrees and other things that they offer. I think first off, we're going to have a serious look at what the numbers are in some of those other schools and programs, degrees, and what's sustainable and what's bringing some of these universities down. The next is we've got to look at, I believe, enrollment numbers. What we've seen in the last few years has been a declining, significant decline in enrollment numbers in higher ed for certain universities, and other universities for a variety of reasons. In particular, ISU has been stable or actually has increased, such as ISU and the University of Illinois. How do you balance those? And where, as a legislator, do you begin to draw a line that says, what are we getting best bang for our buck? Where are we getting it? And how are we going to continue to make sure that we get that, all while trying to craft that message that we're not sending a message out there to prospective students that there's some unsure footing in Illinois higher ed. And that has been going on. I think that's a big, big part of what's been the problem, what has been the scare of potential students to go to Illinois universities, that they are unsure of what they've heard in the media, what they've been privy to of the stability of some of these universities. And that's very concerning. In ISU's position, they've been very fortunate for a variety of reasons, and their messaging has been strong, stable, and that, I think, translates to those students. They can relate to that. And so we have to look at all those factors. And then the other thing is very, very important, Ryan, as you well know, these universities are, from a employment standpoint, business standpoint, they're lifelines for these communities that they call home. We go changing that system, we have to be very careful what we're doing. So it's going to be as challenging, if not even more so, than the first phase of this working group, dealing with financial incentives and packages to try and recruit the students, keep the students. Now we've got to look at what, with our limited funding from Springfield, where it's going to go and be served best, and how much are individuals, universities going to get. Usually when you start tinkering and talking about money, people's ears perk up and people tend to get very, very testy when something that they perceive as theirs may not be there.
Do you think that all 9 public universities in Illinois survive this discussion? Do you think at the end of the day we're still going to have 9 public universities a decade from now?
It's a very good question. If you look at some of the other states that have consolidated, and if you look at some numbers from just over the years across the country of consolidation of universities, there's been a lot of it. But I think that we've got to have the discussion, because if we don't have the discussion and try and be proactive, we find ourselves being more reactive, and that's not a good position to be in higher education in Illinois.
That's State Representative Dan Brady, a Bloomington Republican who serves as Republican spokesman on the House Appropriations Higher Education Committee. I'm Ryan Denham.
The Higher Education Working Group begins meeting this week to discuss a possible new funding formula for higher education, similar in scope to the funding revamp recently passed through for K-12 schools.